Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As of this morning, it's still unclear exactly when we'll learn who won last night's Democratic presidential caucuses in Iowa. Democratic officials there say there was a problem in reporting and tabulating results, so at this moment they have none. Instead, they're expected later today. Senator Elizabeth Warren addressed her supporters late last night in Iowa as they awaited results.
Tonight, as a party, we are one step closer to defeating the most corrupt president in American history.
Joining us this morning from Des Moines, Iowa, is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, who was with Senator Warren's campaign into the wee hours. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
So, late night, Anthony, amid all the confusion of the delayed results, how did that play out in Warren's headquarters where you were?
Yeah, well, it was a bit surreal because nobody expects caucus night or primary night for that matter or election nights in general to end up like this. So, as you mentioned, we're still waiting for those results. And last night, it posed a bit of a challenge for the candidates who wanted to declare victory or at least spin the results in a way that feels like victory. And that's sort of what Warren did. She gave a speech, acknowledged that we still don't know the results. Lots of people cheered, and she hung around and took selfies with supporters like she's done so many times before.
You know, all the major candidates came out to address their supporters as the night wound on, as everyone waited. We heard a little bit of Elizabeth Warren a minute ago. What else did she say?
Yeah, well, she kind of declared victory and then said that she's ready to move on. Her message was that she's ready to take on Donald Trump and that her campaign, whatever the result out of Iowa, is prepared for a long fight for the nomination. She said this race started in Iowa, but now it will move on to New Hampshire and beyond.
This fight will stretch across all 57 states and territories that make up this great nation until we unite together as a party in Milwaukee.
Elizabeth Warren last night in Iowa. Anthony, what did you hear from caucus goers last night?
So we attended a caucus in a precinct in downtown Des Moines. It was a pretty big one with about 700 people. And we watched them sort through the first tally, which Bernie Sanders won, actually. Warren came in second place, Buttigieg third, and Biden a distant fourth in that particular precinct. So, Bob, there's at least one result we can report from one of the 1,700 precincts in the state. Here's Saikal Kesey, who said she liked Warren but ended up caucusing for Sanders because she called him the original progressive.
His priorities are my priorities, such as fighting climate change, cancellation of student debt. I'm myself a student, and I have a $15,000 in debt. And I just consider Bernie as a grandpa, Bernie.
As a grandpa.
Yes, because he is like my grandpa.
But, Bob, I got to say, watching the party organizers run a large caucus, dealing with the new procedures and rules this year, I'm almost not surprised when I think about it that the results were delayed. I mean, think about this. A new way of conducting the caucus, including tabulating three sets of results instead of just one, plus a new system of voter cards, a new app to keep track of the whole operation. You know, you might wonder, why wouldn't we expect a delay?
Well, they probably should have rehearsed if they didn't. What kind of effect do you think the Iowa delays might have on the presidential race, Anthony?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about this, and I think, you know, when we get the full results later today, the winner or the winners will still claim bragging rights, and that's still going to provide momentum as they move toward New Hampshire, the New Hampshire primary next week. But, you know, I think another question is, what does this do to the standing of the Iowa caucuses? I mean, there's already growing concern about starting the election with a state or states, if you include New Hampshire, that don't really reflect the diversity of the country. Now add this monumental screw up running the caucus, and it's just a reminder of all that, and of how and also of how undemocratic the caucus system really is, because it excludes so many people. So I wonder if this will add fuel to the idea that maybe other states that are more reflective of the whole country should have a turn at going first.
You know, I also wonder, Anthony, if when the results are reported later today, they will be discounted by people who finished down. You know, the last place finishers or people who finished near last place, because they're going to be able to discount the results as maybe being inaccurate. And the campaign by that time will have moved on to New Hampshire.
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think this does cast the whole sort of what comes out of Iowa in a little bit of a difficult light. So candidates could claim that. And as you said, they'll be moving on. They'll be in New Hampshire. They'll be in a new cycle with with new events to talk about in a new place and a new moment in the campaign. So, yeah, it certainly throws a monkey wrench into the whole system.
All right, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks joining us this morning from Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you, Anthony.